The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, and you're here. We thank you for that, listening along our line of affiliated stations, listening at Radio MD or listening on iHeartRadio Talk. It's an innovative and exciting new platform for information. You add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download an app, use it on the web, go on the web, click Talk in the main menu, and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show for this show weekly. It's 20 after the hour, What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Gensberg. Subjects today will include sunscreen, dust mites, ticks, and what do infertile Spanish pigs have to teach us about plastic? Dr. Gary Gensberg at 20 minutes after the hour. Udocs@gmail.com. Youdocs@gmail.com. Every week we discuss the top medical stories of the week. There are many, and they're all informational. They're all interesting. Let's get into the topic, the category of food and food safety, Dr. Mike. And there are apparently three types of foods most of us probably didn't know that had MSG. MSG, what are some of the foods we probably didn't know had this stuff in it?
Well, one of the things that I want to get to, and I'm going to skip over, well, we'll come back to the one I wanted to get to, but MSG is monosodium glutamate. It's not a nutrient, vitamin, or mineral, has no health benefits. It is glutamate, not sodium. It is something that affects the brain, and obviously some people can get effect on your neurons in your GI tract, which cause you to feel like you don't have enough sugar. They make you feel woozy, if you will. But milk products, that is dairy, often has MSG, especially the ones that are, quote, ultra-pasteurized, that are in the, if you will, because that breaks down milk protein into glutamate. The second thing is fresh fruit and vegetables. And you say, how can an artificial ingredient be in these? Well, in fact, the chemical-based growth enhancer, AuxiGrow, AuxiGRO, is often put on fruits and vegetables to cause them to grow better, and it has MSG in it. So it's one of the things you can avoid if you go towards organic fruit and vegetables. But even some organic, since it is not excluded. And the third thing is, of course, baby food. And so you want to get ones that are baby food that say MSG-free, so that they don't have MSG put into them.
Typically, we know MSGs in Chinese food, soy sauce, those kind of things. That's pretty much general knowledge of what we think has MSG in it, right?
That's right. It is that soy sauce, and it is Chinese food. People complain they have the Chinese food syndrome. They are sick. They have to go to the bathroom, and soon after eating, that's a very common thing. It's called the dumping syndrome, but it is also MSG syndrome. And many Chinese food has had the MSG taken out of it now. Unfortunately, they put in salt in its place, so it's not exactly healthy either.
You've been over to China a lot of times. Do Chinese people eat Chinese food? I mean, in the way we know Chinese food to be here?
You know, it isn't as common, but it is there. And the typical lazy Susan in the middle of the table is at the high-end restaurants. But as people get more money in China, they eat more fried pork. Ooh. So we have exported one of our worst habits of fried if you will, meat. And that fried pork is just about as bad for your health as you can make it, since it has saturated fat. They often will put some sugar on it, and it also has a lot of the, if you will, components of, obviously it has red meat and carnitine, which is also bad for you.
Did you want to mention something? You said you'd want to come back to it, and you wanted to finish this.
This is very interesting. Yeah, this is very interesting that the deli slicers that were made in olden day.
Yeah, I want to talk
and
about
not,
that.
Yeah. Not seem to contain in some of the seals that you wouldn't know could be infected. They didn't know they could be infected. Got infected with salmonella and listeria, and then drip very small amounts of this on the deli meat, and the fresh deli meats that are made with these older machines. And it's only in the last couple years, I understand, the machines have been made safe. But in fact, at major franchisees that slice food or slice meat right in front of you, well, they apparently had these older machines, and that's where a lot of the infection came from. So even though they cleaned them beautifully, perfectly, in those areas they could get to, this was beyond the seal and in an area that didn't get cleaned routinely, couldn't get cleaned routinely, can't even be cleaned. You literally have to take the darn machine apart, which no one does. And so they've now got new machines in many places, and the newer machines bought don't have this seal. Joe?
All right. udocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike, CDC says men who shack up less likely to get checkups. What can you say about that?
Well, isn't that interesting? Yeah, it's interesting. The men who are single and the men who, and I'm going to try and get the exact data. So the data is for 45 to 64-year-olds, 83% of men has seen a doctor and gotten a checkup in the last year, 74% for men who in that age range who are single, but only about 69% or 14% less for those who were cohabitating but not married. So it appears that when you're cohabitating and not married, you're significant other doesn't push the man, who is denies illness, of course, doesn't push the man to get the checkup. Married men get it, and the singles, why do they get it more? Apparently, they're still interested in looking healthy and being healthy, or taking response. They're responsible for themselves, so they need to be healthy. So that's a big difference. 18 to 44, it was about the same difference. It was 12% difference, 69% versus 57% for the men with live-in partners.
And it's still typical, though, in general terms, it's still typical for a woman to be more likely to go to a doctor, for a checkup, to get her regular routine maintenance things done, more so than for a woman than a man to want to go to the doctor. Men still had that thing of not wanting to go to the doctor.
Yeah, and the other thing is that when you look at who benefits from marriage and what are the benefits, well, one of the benefits of getting married is that you live longer. And men live, this is amazing, married men live about 6 years longer, married women about 3 years longer. But under the age of 50, only the men get the benefit, the women don't, for that longevity.
Well. What's going to get men to get more active and be more proactive about their health?
Well, it looks like one of the things is in the Affordable Care Act, there is nothing that makes men more, pushes men to it. Mm-hmm. But the way businesses are reacting to that and just the change is, you know, we had 12% of people had high deductible plans if you were employed by a corporation in 2012, 17% in 2013. It's up to 43%. So almost half of us have high deductible plans, which means you get paid or you pay yourself by staying healthy, Joe.
Yeah. Okay, what's toxic and what's not is on the way with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. We'll talk about sunscreen. We'll discuss dust mites. We'll discuss ticks and infertile Spanish pigs. Think about that for a couple minutes. We'll be back with Dr. Ginsberg after the timeout on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week and the Hour come up in about 30 minutes. In the meantime, at this time every week, it's What's Toxic and What's Not from Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our weekly check-in toxicologist. His website is whatstoxic.com. Starting point today, Dr. Mike, what do you want to lead with Gary today?
I would love to lead with the story about infertile pigs.
Gary?
Yeah, well, in animal husbandry of pigs, I don't know, I wouldn't know this normally, but this story brings out that, there is a reservoir of pig semen from studs that are ready to inseminate the female. And they store these they normally store them in pouches or plastic bags. And one particular batch of semen didn't work. And this was across a large number of female pigs that were not successfully getting fertilized. They checked the sperm from these batches, and it apparently looked normal. It was behaving normally, but they still could not figure out what was going on, why the sperm wasn't working. And then they found that these pouches that came from China, plastic bags, had high levels of some unique plasticizers that were not your typical phthalates, which are known to be anti-androgen, and they try to stay away from those. It had a number of other chemicals that were shown. These chemicals, when they were incubated with sperm in test tubes, it was found that those sperm would also be infertile. So they've narrowed it down. They don't know exactly what these chemicals are doing to the male Spanish pig the semen, but they know that it's making it infertile. It's something that's leaching off of the plastic bag. It's not the traditional chemicals that we think about when we think about plastic leaching, the phthalates. So I guess the point of this story, I know that we're not Spanish pigs, but we are worried about fertility in humans, and we are worried about things that could be leaching out of plastic beyond phthalates. This shows us that other things can be anti-sperm besides phthalates, and that, again, it gets to that message of whether you are male or female, you don't want to have endocrine disruption as much as possible. You want to limit that, and things do leach out of plastic besides BPA and phthalates, which we traditionally warn about, and there could be other things that might be in your microwave TV dinner tray, which would be good to not heat your food up in. The less amount of the preservatives and the stabilizers and the plasticizers that get into your diet, get into your drinking water, and also that get into your cosmetics, the better, as the Spanish pigs show us. It was quite a remarkable story to go completely infertile from the carry bag for the semen.
All right, next topic is sunblock. It's summertime, and sun's out, and sunburns are happening, and SPF 50. What's the deal on that, Gary?
Yeah, well, first of all, people tend to only choose sunblock based upon the SPF reading, and usually they go for the higher the reading, the better. A sun protection factor, or SPF, means how long can you go without getting a sunburn relative to your normal burning rate. So if you normally burn in 1 hour, SPF means you can go 50 hours. Certainly nobody can go 50 hours without needing more sunblock. So it's a bit of a misnomer that that SPF 50 really means 50 hours more, but it is more protective, somewhat more protective. And usually we recommend SPF 15 to 30 is ample for most situations anyway. People go to 50 or 100, and it's usually not necessary. But in this study, so the SPF 50 was put on mice, and it found that they still burnt. They didn't burn as fast as if they were not sunburnt at all, but it just showed that some UV does get through even high SPF-labeled blocks, meaning that you can't trust the sunblock to not get a sunburn, to not do damage to your skin. The sunblocks are, even the good ones, the titanium and the zinc oxide, they still will allow some UVA, especially, to get through and do some damage. So you want to wear a hat, you want to cover up, and you want to wear sunblock and be smart about it. Put on more sunblock every 2 hours. It's going to be out for a long time.
Okay, so 15 to 30, and every couple of hours of reapply. Reapply.
Oh, yeah, and Joe, the other important thing about the sunblock is make sure that it's water-resistant.
Okay, yep. For people going in the water, you're right about that. Tick season forecast. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, this is the first time I've seen forecasters saying whether it's going to be a heavy year for ticks or not. And apparently they've got records already in from 2014 showing that we're up 2 to 3 times over last year's tick levels in the Northeast, where there's been a lot of snow, last winter snow melt, a very moist spring we've had here. And so when the temperatures go up a little bit, which they're forecast to do next week, the ticks should, they're expecting the tick populations to explode. So ever more important than previous years is to properly protect yourself against ticks. You know, mosquitoes, everybody sort of knows how to avoid mosquitoes because they're so obvious. You try not to go out in the early morning or in the late afternoon when you know the mosquitoes are out. But ticks are out all the time. They're in the woods, they're in the high grass. And putting on mosquito repellent is also going to repel the ticks. You could spray DEET, you know, it comes in a variety of brands. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. But the typical bug repellent on your socks, on your pants, on your shirt, even on the bill of your hat will help keep the ticks away. You don't want to put it on your face. And you, of course, can put some on your arms, but you don't even need to put it right on your skin. If you're dressed properly for the outdoors, long pants and socks and proper shoes, they probably won't be able to get a foothold on you. It doesn't hurt to put some DEET on as well. And then, of course, you want to do a thorough tick check when you get home. They like the soft tissue. They head for you know, the soft, flabby parts of yourself. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's where they like to burrow in. And so check those parts of you, especially. This time of the year, they're very small, so they can be easy to miss.
There's a right way and wrong way to get rid of them.
And let me go and do one more thing on that, Joe. So if you're going out in areas, stay in the middle of the path. Put the socks over your pants, look a little nerdy, that's okay. Put on the DEET on your clothes or Primethamine on the clothes. And when you get home, get nude. So take off your clothes or at least to your underwear. Put those into the dryer. If they're heated in the dryer for a normal amount of period of time, the ticks die. And if you see a bite, which is, you can go on the web to look what they look like. They look like a bullseye. But if you see one, get treated within 48 hours, because that, if you get the tetracycline, doxycycline within 48 hours, you don't get the infection of Lyme or the other Borrelia infections that ticks carry that can give you long-term problems.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joe.
And the difficult thing is it's only one dose now of the antibiotic. You don't need to take 2 weeks of it if you catch it early. And rates of Lyme disease continue to go up summer by summer. So it is really important to follow all those instructions.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, check his website out, whatstoxic.com, and join us every week at this time for his segment. Ever informative, ever interesting. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're brought to you by Morning Light Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. UDocs@gmail.com is the email address, youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in this hour in about 15 minutes. Dr. Mike, I read a story this week about fasting. And they say that fasting for 3 days could regenerate somebody's entire immune system. They said the discovery could be helpful for people suffering from damaged immune systems like cancer patients and chemotherapy. And prolonged fasting, what they said, forces somebody's body to use stores of glucose and fat, but also breaks down a big portion of white blood cells. They also said prolonged fasting also reduced an enzyme called PKA, which I guess is linked to aging and a hormone, which increases cancer risk and tumor growth. And, you know, the idea of spiritual fasting, you know, goes back to biblical times. The study suggests that it doesn't just cleanse the spirit; it could actually strengthen the body. I don't know if you're a believer in fasting, but what do you think? What do you think the science is behind this study about fasting and regenerating somebody's entire immune system?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the data. You know, if this is true, then a lot of us are going to be doing a 3-day fast.
Yeah, I guess it says the good news is that the body can get rid of parts of the system that might be damaged or old, the inefficient parts, during the fasting. Is there any downside to fasting?
Well, obviously the downside is that you change your metabolic rate and you slow your metabolic rate because they think you're in starvation. So, true, you are in starvation, and the answer is wait, it's not a very good process. From if there is something that changes the way a organ or aging functions from a long-term standpoint in humans, then it's a great thing. Now, there were data up to very recently in animal models that decreasing calorie intake, which is a less extreme form of fasting, that is decreasing your calories to 85% of your normal, in many animal species slowed aging, and that was considered a very good thing, if you will. But the problem is that it is hard to verify this in primate models. That is, the two primate models that have been used, one from the University of Wisconsin, one from Baltimore Aging Center, showed conflicting results despite it being the same in animal, if you will, in the rest of the animal species. So in 21 of 23 animal species, decreasing calorie intake did have, over a long period of time, allowed you to live 33 to 50% longer with the same quality of life you had as though you were 45 or 50 years old in human terms. So there is a strong benefit in many animal species. I haven't seen this recent study, Joe, so unless it's in our news of the week and somehow I missed it.
Yeah, I'd like to contribute something. I want to feel a little more helpful. I want to feel more helpful on the show sometimes. Sometimes I see a story and I think it's kind of interesting, so I thought I'd just add and see what you thought about just, you know, fasting in general, you know. Just to see what you thought about fasting.
That's a great study, but, you know, we have trouble in America of having people, how do I say this, even eat what they should.
Right.
We've been eating more calories, and that's one of, so fasting to improve immune system, maybe we'll be able to get that done if you show a great enough effect, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, we'll probably see more on that. I just thought I'd bring it to your attention on that. Okay, school is out, or school will be out pretty soon, and you know what can happen, I guess. Weight can pile on during summer vacation, so what can we do?
Well, you know, this surprised me because there's been a lot of concern. There have been a lot of, concern that the kids who are most at risk of not eating, not getting enough food, are missing out on food during the during their summer. So there was a question of should we provide more food for kids during the summer vacations because they don't get free lunches and free breakfasts at many of the schools? This goes against that. It says these kids were actually gaining weight during the summer, and in fact it is the kids from that are in the poorest neighborhoods and in those areas that you would think need enrichment in food such that gained the most weight. So maybe it is something at school, whether it's the activity at school, the fact they can only eat at certain periods at school, or maybe it's just peer pressure and peer, if you will, the rest of the kids are only eating those three meals or at mealtime, that makes a difference. What do you think it is, Joe? You have as much knowledge on this as I do.
I was going to ask you about me because I found that, and I just had my physical a couple of weeks ago, and I checked my weight, and I lost almost 15 pounds. And I tend to lose my weight most effectively in the summer, more so than in the winter months when I play golf. I play golf three times a week. I walk when I play, and when I play 18 holes, so I'm playing 54 holes of golf, and I walk. And that in the summertime is when I lose the most weight. In the wintertime, I exercise. I'll exercise four times a week. I'll treadmill. I'll do treadmill. I'll do some weights. Yet I don't lose as much weight in the wintertime when I do that, as opposed to the summertime when I'm playing golf and I'm walking. Why?
Well, do you think you're in general more active? That's the question. Do you think you're more active in the summer? I know. When I'm more active, so I would be the reverse, because I used to play a game called squash,
mm-hmm.
and my weight would never fluctuate from 135 to 137, just in that range from when squash season started, which is September, till the end of May, and then the rest of the summer I would be 139 to 142, so I would go up a little and I'd go back down in squash season. It was all based on the activity I did. It wasn't difference in diet that I thought. Do you think that's what it is with you?
I eat pretty much basically the same all year long. Most of our meals are home-cooked meals. My wife, we make home meals most of the time. But I tend to remain stable with my weight all winter long. And then when I get to summertime, I lose the weight. And walking 18 holes of golf it's got to be 10,000 steps, or pretty close to 10,000 steps that you suggest, people do every day. And I don't even walk there. I don't even play golf every day. I play golf, three times a week, 18 holes. So I don't know. It's strange. I look forward to the weight. I look forward to getting weighed in the summertime because I knew I was going to lose some weight, as opposed to when I go to my 6-month checkup in the wintertime, where I may have gained a couple of pounds, or if not gained a couple of pounds, I may have.
Well, now you've lost 15, weight. You said.
Yes.
And you've lost 15, and it's not summer. How did you do it?
Well, now it's summertime. I'm playing golf. You know, and everybody comments to me, oh, you look great. You lose some weight. They never say that to me in the wintertime. They always say that to me in the summertime. I never get that compliment in the wintertime. So that's prime example of a guy. I don't know. For some reason, it's the weight gain is the weight loss is in the summer. It's crazy. I'm crazy. So I'm not normal. So don't count on me for being any way of way, shape, or form normal. We're coming up on more of the top medical news stories of the week, and then Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for this hour in a few minutes here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Radio MD is giving away $25 gift cards, and you can be a winner. You can spend the $25 in the Life Extension Store online for the best quality vitamins, minerals, and unique specially made formulas. It's the gift of health, and it's easy to win. Just go to RadioMD.com/contest. That's RadioMD.com/contest, or look for the contest entry on our site. It's just like cash, $25 to spend on the great health products at Life Extension from your friends at Radio MD. Enter now, RadioMD.com/contest.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Doc Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for the hour coming up in about 5 minutes. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. A couple of weeks ago, we talked with a Bill Curtis. Bill Curtis, an American journalist who's done major news anchoring. He's also hosted, I'm sure you've seen some of Bill's shows, Cold Case Files, and a few others on some of the networks. Bill Curtis, now retired, and is working on making a better hot dog, a more healthier hot dog. We don't need to, avoid hot dogs or eat hot dogs and maybe try to eat something a little more healthy, but still not hasn't taken the country over yet. But in the nutrition category, Dr. Mike, of this week's news stories, there is some bad news for the barbecue with hot dogs. What are the details?
Well, it should be no surprise, but the people who ate hot dogs had an increased risk of a number of conditions. So they looked at 37,000 men, 45 to 79 years old, who had no history of heart disease or cancer at the start of the study. The men filled out a questionnaire. It was done in Sweden, so it was done accurately. We're led to believe they filled out the questionnaire on how they ate and how often. And processed meats include sausages, cold cuts, and hot dogs and bacon, which all can be high in sodium nitrates, phosphates, and other food additives. For each 1.6 ounces of the meat, of this meat they ate, they had an 8% increase in heart failure. Now, we know it's increased cancer rates. We know it increases heart disease, stroke, and memory loss, but this was heart failure. So some people think of heart failure as a bigger thing, and it is a bigger thing. So I wanted to bring that up, that it is a bigger thing, and these 8% increase. So if you ate 175-gram Jumbo Frank, now that's not Bill Curtis's tall grass Franks.
Yes, no.
So this is, these are hot dogs made in the old traditional way. For each one of those, you had a 28% or roughly a third higher risk of heart failure and twice the risk of dying over the 12-year period of the study compared to men who ate the least. The interesting in heart failure itself, not talking about cancer, not talking about heart disease, but just failure, which is really severe. You can't get out of bed, you're breathing hard, you can't literally walk. Just eating steaks and burgers did not raise the risk, but hot dogs, sausage, and as I said, the bacon, and cold cuts and liver pate all raise the risk to the, for these Swedish men.
Don't forget the brats, too, right? The bratwurst? That's got to be in there, too.
Yeah, brats are right in that bad category.
I was the today I was the Grand Parade Marshal in our town.
And you know, there was another study. No, Go ahead, Joe.
I was the Grand Parade Marshal in our town today, and it's part of a community festival, and the hot dogs were just flying off the grill, I think. Just about everybody I saw was eating a hot dog, but that's just a personal observation on what happened today. What were you going to say? I'm sorry, sir. You were going to say something?
I was going to say the other story was on breast cancer.
Yes.
And the same type of result for every increased bit of meat. This is red meat, including pork of any type. There was a increase, if you will, in breast cancer rates of about 12%. So eating the normal amount of red meat that women eat in the study, and this was a large study in the Nurses' Health Professional study, increased the average person's risk of cancer of the breast by about 20%. So again, red meat getting a bad thing, not only does it shorten your life, not only does it increase all-cause mortality, but it actually, the specific things were cancer. Now, along with that, there was a story on breast cancer, that breast cancer victims, people recovering from breast cancer, aren't doing enough physical activity, aren't doing the recommended amount, and that's limiting survival of breast cancer patients.
I just want to mention, too, at this town festival today, my mom gave me her soda, her regular soda, and said, I can't drink it anymore. I took a sip and I couldn't keep it down, Mike. Just to me, so, and I don't drink soda anymore. What a difference. I just couldn't handle it. I just could not. I got a sip down and I said, Mom, I can't drink this. If you're going to, you know, got to take it back or get rid of it or something. But it's amazing how quickly, if you don't drink something like that, that you can develop a distaste for it, you know? So I think that...
Well, that's a good distaste.
Good distaste to have for, right. Let's, I'll tell you what, rather than start another story, because we're quickly running out of time here, before the end of this hour, and if you miss any of it, you can go to RadioMD.com and check out the guests or topics subject matter, top medical stories of the week. Let's go to the Dr. Mike Real Age Tip of the Week for this hour.
And this is Dr. Mike with your Real Age Tip of the Week. This one is about the epidemic of measles and mumps that we've seen lately in kids. We know you want the best for your kids. That's why we want to hear up any hesitancies you may have about vaccines. Diphtheria, influenza, measles, mumps, meningitis, pertussis, or whooping cough, pneumonia, polio, rubella, which is German measles, tetanus, HPV, and chickenpox are vaccine-preventable diseases. A until the vaccines, those diseases, mumps and measles included, claimed many thousands annually. We want to be very clear. Vaccinations have more benefits than risks. Are they 100% safe? No, nothing is. They can cause long-term problems, but they're very rare. And, in fact, the benefits outweigh the risks by 40,000 to 1. It's like picking a lottery ticket. You won the lottery by getting vaccinated. Refusing to vaccinate has consequences. This year alone saw more than 20,000 whooping cases in the United States, and we're not even half over this year. 22 children less than 1 year old have died. When children opt out of vaccinations, it endangers their health and everyone else's. So get your kids' vaccinations up to date. Joe, that's the Real Age tip of the week. It's a huge benefit. For kids, it's the equivalent of giving them 4 extra years of life getting their vaccinations.
Dr.
So
Mike,
Joe, yep. Your turn on
great,
this one.
Great job, Dr. Mike. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs @gmail.com. If you enjoyed today's show and would like to hear part of it back, the Real Age Tip, some of the top medical stories of the week, some of the guests we have on the show, you can do that at Radio MD and join us on iHeartRadio Talk. It's a new and innovative and exciting new platform to get your information. So for Dr. Mike and Sonar, our guy puts us all together every week. Thank you for listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.